prayer, praying to water. You got to tell me about this. What did the Dr. Emoto discover before he started doing this?
Dr. Emoto is a Japanese scientist, and he did many different experiments with water. And what he did is he took water and exposed it to different environmental type things, and then froze the water crystals,
okay,
put them under a microscope, and then he photographed them. And the photos that he has created, or the photos from his experiments, are amazing. He's published them into a major book, which is The Messages from Water, and now a volume 2 and a video. And these photos are amazing.
Now, we've got the photos, by the way, up on our website, linked up to I believe, his, which is what, Hado.net? Is that how you pronounce that?
That is correct. And I believe it's Hado.net, H-A-D-O.
Okay.
And it stands for energy or chi in the oriental sense of life energy is what Hado stands for.
Now, is the doctor saying that water is alive or anything like that? Because if it reacts to prayer or mind control, that means it's got to have some kind of intelligence behind it, doesn't it?
It appears that water is very malleable, and it does change as a depending on what it is exposed to. As a matter of fact, in some of the photographs, it almost looked like there was a miniature picture of the concept. For example, in the words, what he did is he taped words to some of the photos, to some of the water, and then looking at the frozen photo, the words, you make me sick, I will kill you. It actually looked like there was a person, some type of a person inside there with a weapon. And so it appeared that the water took on the concept of the words themselves. In another example, the love of husband and wife actually took two crystalline structures and formed one within the other. And remembering that this is science, this is a scientific experiment, and these water crystals ended up formulating the exact thought process of what they were exposed to.
How weird. Now, did he have to speak to the water, or did he simply just put the message down there?
He had a couple of different types of experiments. How it all happened initially is he had wanted to answer a theory or to resolve a theory that he had. He had heard that the snow crystals were all different from each other, and that he was curious whether water crystals were the same way. If you were to take a water crystal and then freeze it to make ice, is every crystal different from every other crystal? And he had a theory that if water is completely and totally pure, that the water would have a perfectly crystalline structure. And if the water was polluted, that it would not be able to form that crystalline structure. And so he initially did a lot of experiments with spring water and compared that to polluted water in rivers and lakes and found that his theory appeared to be true. Then what he did is expose it to different things. And he exposed it, for example, to music and discovered that some of the Beethoven and Mozart music formed beautiful crystals, sometimes almost as if the crystal was dancing. And the molecule of water that was exposed to a heavy metal music almost looked like it was just taken and thrown against the wall.
Splat, right?
That's what it looked like. It looked like a splat, very well described. And it could have been perhaps the music, and it could have been the lyrics. It showed not only that water is malleable, it shows kind of an idea that we as humans to be very careful with what we are exposing ourselves to as far as music, as far as words, and everything in our environment.
I tell you, this is one of the strangest experiments I've ever heard. I was looking at his pictures today, and you could see The ones where the connotation, the words were somewhat angry and disruptive. And you can see that those photographs of those crystals just looked just all shaken up.
Yeah, and some of them are just grotesque.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
They look like either something scaly or holes or sores, blisters. And on the other extreme, the crystals where the thought process is something more positive form into absolutely gorgeous crystals. In particular, love and gratitude, thanks, that type of a thought forms a perfect crystalline structure. And, for example, Hitler and Mother Teresa was a very interesting example.
All right, tell me about that one.
Hitler was it looked like a boil or something very brown, dark, circular, big sore.
Well, now, what did he do? Put a picture of Hitler by some water?
That's exactly what he did. Just as he took words and taped those to the water, like the words, you make me sick, I will kill you, was an earlier example, he also took names and pinned them to water, or attached them to water. And then he would wait overnight and then do a little bit of a tap, which seemed to help to spread the thought process throughout the water, and then froze the crystals. And Hitler was amazing because most of the crystals had that very ugly picture.
Yes.
And his experiment was true. None of the crystals are exactly alike. And so what he does is he looks at as many crystals as possible and then forms a photograph based on what seems to be the typical photograph. And so almost all of them were ugly. However, there were just a few, not very many, just a few that had developed into just a little tiny bit of a crystalline structure. And so we could infer from that every human, including Hitler, has the possibility of developing into something beautiful.
Well, except he unfortunately did not.
He did not.
What are the bottom line results with this kind of experiment, in as much as we are 70% water?
Part of the experiments he did in Book 2 showed the exposure to a lot of different things, such as microwaves and the electric plants and cell phones, and showed that these types of things are, as he describes, causing a problem for the crystals to develop, which then implies that there is some type of a negative consequence involved. Now, what he also showed is before and after photos, where after the molecule was exposed to something, such as a cell phone, and then if someone expresses gratitude or love toward somewhere within the process, mm-hmm. it seems to help that crystal to develop again. He has a cute way of describing it. He says with the crystals, it's almost like the crystals are crying out, you know, please, please, I want to be a crystal. I want to be crystalline. I want to grow myself.
Sounds like the name of a new song.
Yeah, it does.
I want to be a crystal.
I want to be a crystal, yes. And so it's as if they are trying real hard to crystallize, and that exposure to all of these things was somehow causing a difficulty in that whole process.
Well, you know, like you put distilled water in a battery, or acid, of course, but you can also put distilled water in a battery. I'm wondering if the human body is much like a battery then, where we've got 70% water in it, and with these experiments that are obviously showing that some kind of positive energy force, and I'm going to use that, be it words or pictures or whatever, has a tremendous effect not only on the water, but the fact that it's in the human body. Maybe that's a catalyst to keep people from at least acting in a positive way.
Very definitely, and very well described. I think the idea that these photos are very interesting to look at, and when you ponder that it is, in fact, the human body that we're talking about, that's what makes these pictures so profound.